Hello, and this is art homework. I'm going to be talking about Lucian Freud's art. I'm in the Lucian Freud Museum at the moment, and look, first on the left you shall see the Queen. She is, you can tell from Lucian Freud, he uses large brush strokes and uses a silvery grey and a pink texture for the face. Especially on the lower part of the face, you can see that he has used a nice grey, almost green kind of chin colour to show. The hair is very impressive. It is all silver and grey, massive, large brush strokes, kind of curled round to look exactly like the Queen herself. And the crown of the Queen is very impressive as well. That is much smaller brush strokes than anything else, but it's very blotchy, just been blotched on in many places. That's probably my favourite bit of his art. It's serious, the Queen looks very stern in that, and I think it's impressive that he drew and painted something as good as that. I personally can't draw to save my life. Moving on, next on the right is a very deep and expressive old man. He looks very sorrowful. You can tell that from his eyes are facing down, his lips are drawn, and he has quite a few shadows on his face, very wrinkled, and he looks very wrinkled, but he's younger than you'd think, almost, in a way. Even though he has quite bright colours somewhere in his face, he has a bit of white down at the bottom right cheek, and his right ear as well has a bit of white. He uses many colours in this. He uses, you can see, yellow, bits of gold, black, white, green. He uses green a lot in his paintings. Very impressive. And the background, it's just a simple stroke of blue, blotchy colour. It's funny in a way, because if you look to the left, just under his left ear, you can see a kind of light blue slash, almost as if that wasn't actually meant to be there. It's a fascinating image. Now, we go down the auditorium to our last photo today, and or picture. And this woman looks scared, yet quite sorrowful. You can see he's used many pink and reds in this photo as well. The hair is a bit like the Queen's, very silver, although a bit darker, I'd say. And this has been very widely acclaimed by the critics because it's just amazingly accurate. If you hover your camera over it on an iPad, you'll see that it automatically recognises it as a face. That's how realistic it is. It's, as all his work, it's very blotchy. There is detail, but it's all very blotched on, but it still manages to look impressive.